Friday again, and everybody knows what that means, don't they? Well, it's time for one of our Culturefile guests to share with us some of the listening, reading, watching, tasting and smelling that they've been enjoying. And this time it's the turn of our correspondent, comedian Maurice Gohan, to share with us her Culturefile likes.
Hello, my name is Maurice Gohan and I'm a comedian. My favourite TV show I've watched lately is a true crime documentary on Netflix, and it's called American Murder, The Family Next Door. They're all called some variation of that, and it's about a man who kills his wife and kids, which also, they're all about that too. So I do watch this stuff and then just think, I'm never going to trust a person again. There's no point. They're going to murder us. So yeah, it's been great for my mental state watching those type of shows, but I do recommend them.
My name's Nicole, and I'm calling because I'm concerned about a friend of mine. I dropped her off at her house at 2 in the morning last night, and I haven't been able to get a hold of her this morning. I've gone to her house, and her car's there. She won't answer phone calls. She won't answer text messages.
I've been reading a lot, too, lately. Mainly menus. Reading a lot of menus lately. Like, I'll just look up restaurants that I used to go and just read the menu over and over again. Love that. But I have read a couple books as well in between that. And one of my favourites is a book called Pre-Study. And it's a memoir by a poet called Patricia Lockwood. And it's all about her father, who was a Catholic priest. He still is, actually. He is a Catholic priest. And he's bananas. He's so nuts. And it's a really funny book. But it also does explore, too, some of the darker sides of Catholicism. It's very interesting. It's very good. I've been listening to a lot of Elton John lately. God, he's amazing. What a talent. How many hits can one man have? I sing Candle in the Wind to myself as I take a shower. Love it. Love the drama of it. And then after I'll listen to a few songs of his, I'll Google them. I'll be like, what is Elton John up to now? And it turns out he never went away. He's still doing everything that he was doing. Shout out to Elton John. Those around you crawled. They crawled out of the woodwork and they whispered into your brain. They set you on the treadmill and they made you change your name. I am in the French Riviera at the moment, so I've been eating a lot of their cuisine, a lot of the Mediterranean cuisine. So a lot of baguettes, a lot of fish, a lot of wine. It's their way, you know? Wine and olive oil, that's the only two liquids I'm ingesting at the moment. I really love a dry, sparkling rosé. That's my favourite drink at the moment. If you drink a bottle of wine in Ireland, it's sad, it's pathetic, it's bordering on a problem. If you drink a bottle of wine on the continent, it's classy, it's sophisticated. It's all about where you are. I think my favourite food that I've been eating lately is cheese. I've always been a fan of cheese. Even as a kid, I loved those cheese strings. So now as an adult, I've got a little bit more refined. Buffalo mozzarella is probably my favourite because you can eat that with the tomato and just call it a salad. How amazing is that? You can eat a block of cheese and still be healthy because it's considered a salad. My favourite perfume at the moment is definitely a sign of the times. I'm loving taking my hand sanitizer and just dotting a little bit in my wrists, on my neck. And it's a very clean scent, you know? Very clean. Love that alcoholic whiff through the air. It's gorgeous.
The likes of Maurice Gohan there, and Maurice will rematerialise in her usual place on Culturefile on Monday with her latest letter from Kilkenny. And don't forget, as if, tomorrow evening at 6:30 p.m. it's the Culturefile Weekly, when we'll be in Limerick to meet the heroes of the city's hip-hop underground, in Cork to encounter an invisible exhibition on invisible rays, on the internet thinking about online art and washing it all down with a martini shot from Rob Long. That's Saturday evening at 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.